This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Sina Sieg in Grand Junction. A judge struck down efforts to weaken the Endangered Species Act this week. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Mersbach reports the ruling could be a major setback for the Trump administration.
The lawsuit's been going on for 7 years. The first Trump administration tried to chip away at some habitat protections for endangered species. So environmental groups sued, and now a federal California judge has largely agreed with them. Kelsey Yarzab Yates is the acting director of the Sierra Club's Wyoming chapter.
This ruling reaffirms what we already know, which is that federal agencies are required to use the best available science when assessing any kind of harm to species.
Yarzab Yates says the current Trump administration is again trying to weaken protections. She hopes the new ruling will act as a backstop and make the administration change its proposals. If not, environmental groups will use the ruling to back up yet another lawsuit. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
In northern El Paso County, two water well permits are now approved at the location of a potential Buc-ee's Travel Center. It's in an area where residents are concerned about overuse of groundwater. Deputy State Water Engineer Sarah Brucker says the agency issues permits based on state laws and rules.
If there is new data that comes up, the rules can be amended to incorporate that data, but we cannot impose additional restrictions on the evaluation of a well permit or the issuance of a well permit beyond what is in statute.
A total of about 11 million gallons of water could be pumped if two wells are drilled at the site. People can file objections to the permits. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC online at CPR.org. It's 11:06.